It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Fresh Oil. We've been talking this week on the subject of maintaining a positive attitude, adjusting our attitudes, having an attitude of gratitude. You know, I believe one of the most important things we can do in our mind is to, in order to have a positive attitude, is to have confidence in God's vision for your life. I read a story this week that illustrates just how important this vision thing is to attitude. Dr. Chuck Garfield wrote of an experience that he had on a freeway just outside of San Francisco. He said this, "Late one morning in 1984, I drove toward one of the 17 toll booths that lined the freeway. I heard loud music. It sounded like a party or a Michael Jackson concert. I looked around. No other cars with their windows were open, no sound trucks. I looked at the toll booth, and inside was a man dancing. 'What are you doing?' I asked. 'I'm having a party,' he said. I said, 'What about the rest of these people?' And I looked over at the other booths, nothing moving over there. And he said, 'Well, what did those people look like to you?' I said, 'They look like toll booths,' I answered. 'No imagination,' he said. 'Okay, I give up. What do they look like to you?' He said, 'Vertical coffins. At 8:30 every morning, live people get in, and then they die for 8 hours. And at 4:30, like Lazarus from the dead, they emerge and go home. For 8 hours, their brain is on hold. They're dead on the job.' I was amazed. 'Why is it different for you? You're having such a good time.' And he looked at me and he said this, 'I'm going to be a dancer someday.' And he pointed to the administration building. 'My bosses are in there, and they're paying for my training. I have a corner office, glass on all sides. I can see the Golden Gate Bridge, San Francisco, the Berkeley Hills. Half the Western world vacations here, and I just stroll in every day, and I practice dancing.'" He had a vision for his life, friend. Garfield's story ends with this observation. He said, 16 people dead on the job, and the 17th, in precisely the same situation, figures out a way to live." That's what happens when you have a vision in your life that's bigger than where you are. Friend, most of us have settled in our life for visions that are way too small. Visions like, "I just want to be happy," or "I just want to make a lot of money. I just want to have nice things. I want everybody to think I'm cool." Friends, visions like that just don't cut it when times get hard. Only a transcendent purpose to life can produce a positive attitude in a negative situation. That's why Paul said to the Romans in Romans 8 and verse 28, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." It's the vision and purpose of what God has called us to that gives us the confidence that God will work everything out, even the bad stuff, for our good. Remember Joshua and Caleb? They were confident in God's vision for their life. Do you know what God's vision is for your life? Are you merely existing like those people who came to work every morning and stood in what the man called vertical coffins while he was dancing and practicing for his vision that he was called to do? So many times we let circumstances rule our life. We have a good day or a bad day dependent on the circumstances of our life. But friend, God wants to give you a vision that is way beyond your circumstances. When the 12 spies went in to check out the promised land, 10 of them came back with their negative report, but not Joshua and Caleb. They came back saying, "We can do it." Do you know God waited and made them march through the wilderness and the desert for 40 years so every one of those other spies would die off, and the only two that were able to live long enough to go into the promised land was Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because they had a vision. They knew God could perform what he said he could do. You see, a positive attitude is dependent on a commitment to obey God's commands. Joshua and Caleb said, "You know what? We can do it. Do not rebel against the Lord. Let's do what God told us to do." And what were the whiners saying? "Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go on our way and let's do our own thing." See, so many times in life, you and I are tempted to do our own thing. We're tempted to just do maybe what society thinks we should do. We're tempted to do what's convenient so many times instead of what's the will of God in our life. I believe it's so important. The Bible says that we need to be led by the Spirit of God. And a positive attitude is dependent on a commitment to obey God's commands. If he brings you to it, then he can bring you through it. It's not enough to be certain that God loves you and confident in his vision for your life, but you've got to live according to that love and according to that vision. Perhaps God has called you to do something that seems so impossible. Why? Because of your circumstances. Do you know so many times your circumstances are just Satan trying to stop you from achieving the vision that God has called you to achieve? I think so many times it's like the devil puts a magnifying glass up and he shows us the situations and the circumstances around us, and we see it through a magnifying glass. Like the other spies said, instead of Joshua and Caleb, their report was, "We look like grasshoppers in our own eyes." The devil wants you to think you're a grasshopper while everybody else is a giant. My friend, God has a plan for your life, and he has a vision and a purpose for you. There's a destiny that you were created to fulfill. Psalm 119 and verse 25, this is out of the Living Bible, it says this, "Lord, I am completely discouraged. I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word." Maybe that's you listening today. Maybe you'd say, "Keith, I'm completely discouraged. I am in the dust. My face is on the ground." But look what the psalmist said, "Revive me by your word." So you've come to the right place today. You've tuned in to the right program. I'm here today to speak life into your situation that seems like death. See, God, obeying God's word is how we're supposed to live, and it lifts us out of that fog of negativity. There is so much negativity in our world today. It can suck you under and make you feel hopeless and helpless. I've seen this happen to people who are struggling with their finances. They find out what God says about how to handle money, and they start doing it, and their whole attitude changes. I've seen it happen to people who are in difficult relationships. They learn what God says about forgiveness and reconciliation, and they start doing it. And you know what happens, friend? Their relationships start changing when they change their attitude. See, there's a hope that comes from discovering and obeying the eternal guidance of God, his sovereignty and his providence in your life, and it will change your attitude. There's one more thing that Joshua and Caleb said, and I think this is so important. They said, "Do not fear the people of the land. The Lord is with us." See, this is a very important key to maintaining a positive attitude, a conviction that God's power can do what you cannot do. See, I don't believe God will do for me what I can do myself, but I believe God can do for me what is impossible in the natural. His Spirit can make it possible. As I've said before, Joshua and Caleb weren't closing their eyes to the reality of the situation. Nope, they came in the promised land. They saw the same giants. They saw the same people. They saw the same grapes. They saw that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. They knew that the people of the land were big and they were bad, but they were also convinced that God was bigger and God was badder. God could take care of any of the enemies that would come against them. Max Lucado writes this, "Glenn spoke slowly, partly because of her conviction, partly because of her disease. Her husband Don sat on the chair next to her. the three of us had come together to plan a funeral, hers. And now, with that task done, and the hymns selected and the directions given, Glenn spoke. We have prayed for healing. God has not given it, but He has blessed us. He has given us strength we did not know. He gave it when we needed it and not before. I hope this will not cause my family to be bitter. We can use any tragedy as a stumbling block or a stepping stone. See, friend, today your circumstances might look like you're planning your own funeral. But I want you to know something. Don't let it be a stumbling block. Let it be a stepping stone. I love Psalm 43. It's a psalm of David. David said this in verse 5, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Your ability to be positive today is directly related to your conviction about God's power and that He can do what you alone cannot do. Decisions. Making a decision. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a decision, my friend. Today, this very day, you can make a decision that you will overcome the circumstances of life. An explanation of what was going on inside of these two men, Joshua and Caleb, that made them different. They had the ability to face difficult circumstances with a completely different attitude than all the other 10 spies or all the household of Israel that believed the negative report. Now, I realize you might be thinking today, Keith, you make this whole thing sound a little too abstract, a little too spiritual. You might be thinking today, sounds really nice on this radio program, but it won't work in the real world. My friend, that's the same conclusion the 10 negative spies had. The Bible tells us the only response of the people to what Joshua and Caleb had said was they talked about stoning them. By the way, all of those people died off, and God gave Israel another shot to get into the promised land. But that shouldn't be a surprise, friend, because people with negative attitudes don't usually reach the goals and the visions that God has promised for them because they're refusing to believe God's report and God's power in their life and choosing the world's negativity instead. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, I want to read verses 10 and 11 from the Living Bible as we're closing this today and winding up. It says this, "Then the glory of the Lord appeared, and the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will these people despise me? Will they never believe me even after all the miracles I have done among them?'" See, that question defines the bottom line of what I'm saying today. The basis of an unshakable positive attitude is faith in God. And I'm not talking today, friend, about the power of positive thinking. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, it can do a lot for you just to be positive and not so negative. But what I'm talking about is not the power of positive thinking. I'm talking about the power of faith, of taking God at His word and believing Him and the vision that He has in your life. I believe God has a plan for you, my friend. I believe He has a plan for your future. You were born with a destiny, and you were born with a purpose that God wants to see you fulfill. If you're in a tough situation right now, I want you to know I'm certain that God loves you today, and Jesus went to the cross to die for you. He has a vision that's so much bigger than your circumstances. He just wants you to say yes to it. He wants you to be committed to obeying Him, even though you're struggling right now today. My prayer today, friend, is that you will let these words we've spoken this week about walking in a positive vein and trusting God, let it change your life. God loves you, friend. He really does. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.